2. Caring for your newborn and yourself. Parenting without anxiety takes practice and forethought. In fact, you'll probably have to start your resistance training far sooner than you imagined, for the inculcation of fear starts early. When Chris, a 29-year-old EMT, announced that she was pregnant, she enjoyed reveling in her friends' and family's delight, but was taken aback at the number of cautionary asides that followed almost immediately on the heels of their congratulations. "Get all the sleep you can, because you are not going to sleep after this baby comes, maybe for years. Enjoy yourself now. You're about to lose all your free time. Oh my, just wait till you feel the ring of fire. You'll probably need a C-section." So often, too often, even as they are feted with baby showers, good wishes, and Ann Getty's cards, expectant moms and dads are fed a deluge of warnings about how the arrival of their baby is going to ruin their bodies, rob them of personal time, and upend their lives. Women compete to provide the most harrowing birth story, the 48-hour labor, the emergency C-section, the ineffective epidural, all laughed off with a remark about how the pain was worth it. There is cachet to suffering in labor. This is markedly different from the way I saw new mothers welcomed to the fold when I lived in Kenya and South Africa. The congratulations, support, and encouragement the African mothers received from their friends and family were not delivered with a side order of cautionary tales. It was also simply taken for granted that the new mothers would figure out how to address their infants' needs and adjust to their new roles without much to do. Consequently, new mothers in many parts of underdeveloped Africa rarely anticipated the arrival of their babies with the same anxiety and soul-searching as Americans. I noticed they were also much more matter-of-fact about labor, despite being aware that in the natural environment, many things can go wrong for mother and child. Still, they discussed labor less as a miraculous, though frightening, cross to be borne, and more as a natural, manageable.